The United States government is building thousands of homes for our national defense workers from coast to coast. Thousands of them have been built and are now being built by Uncle Sam for our defense workers. The nation needs airplanes, tanks, and guns in abundance. The production of defense materials is being increased every day. In every center of defense production, there are hundreds or thousands of new workers. The workers bring their families, and some small factory towns are doubling or tripling their population. These workers and their families must have homes to live in. Defense housing is something that cannot wait, and so Congress has appropriated funds for defense housing construction and turned over to the Federal Works Agency the job of providing homes for many thousands of these defense workers. The Federal Works Agency moves swiftly into action. Land has been bought, legal problems solved, plans made, and contracts let in over 200 localities in 40 states. Work is already well underway and 90% on schedule. Thousands of homes have been completed and are now occupied by workers and their families. The total number of dwelling units to be built with present funds under the Federal Works Agency program is 95,000. Under Federal Works Agency supervision, defense homes are being built by the Federal Works Agency itself, the United States Housing Authority, the Public Buildings Administration, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Farm Security Administration, and several public housing authorities. The total funds available for this defense housing program amount to $367 million. The projects include housing at certain Army and Navy bases, as well as in many industrial centers. We will hear now from the Honorable John M. Carmody, Federal Works Administrator, who will discuss the significance of this great public defense housing program. Mr. Carmody.
What our defense housing program means is that this government is in earnest about defense. In deadly earnest and in a hurry. We have been late in beginning to defend our freedom. Many people have not realized, some people do not realize yet, that this nation is in immediate danger. Hitler and his allies have counted upon our slowness. They have expected to rush through their conquest of the world before we wake up. But we have waked up. We have got started, and we know the need of haste. We cannot spread our billions of defense spending over 10 years. We must have airplanes, guns, and tanks now. We must have ships now. We must have all the materials for the defense of democracy now, and in huge quantities. We must expand production, and we must have houses for defense workers to live in. Adequate housing is a necessity of our national defense. To encourage housing construction, the federal government, through FHA, insures the private investor in housing up to 90% of his risk. Where houses are needed for defense workers, private industry has the first chance. And in some places, the need for housing may seem too temporary or uncertain for private investment. Sometimes private enterprise is not prepared to operate on the scale required. And in general, the housing is required for comparatively low-income groups. For one reason or another, private investors do not care to risk their capital in various places where housing is badly needed. And here, the federal government steps in.